真弟兄，
我们的主已被父神右手高举。
Our Lord Christ has already been exalted by God's right hand.
他已经登上了宝座。
And he has already been on his throne.
他已经得着了荣耀。
And he has now received his glory.
他已将所应许的圣灵赐下来。
And he has already sent the promise of his spirit.
我们这些日子读使徒行传。
And we have been reading the book of Acts.
使徒行传又叫做圣灵的行传。
And also the book of Acts is also called the action of the spirit.
在这边让我们认识圣灵的水流。
And here we could learn the flowing of the spirit.
我们在整个圣灵水流的当中，我们看见初代的教会怎么样被建立起来。
So that in this flowing of the spirit, we learn the beginning of the church.
也有很多圣灵特别的工作。
And we also see a lot ofwork that the saints have done.
我们看见彼得起来传福音，三千人、五千人的得救。
And then we could see that when Peter preaches the gospel, it is 3,000 and 5,000 people that got saved.
我们看见圣徒们，他们天天在那里擘饼聚会。
We also see how the saints would break bread and worship every day.
他们凡物共用。
And everything is shared.
在使徒行传第四章第三十六节。
In Acts chapter 4:36.
那边讲到有一个利未人
，He says that there is a Levite.
他的名字叫做巴拿巴
，And his name is Barnabas.
他也在这个流的里面
，And he is one of the people in the flow.
他有田地，他把它都卖了
，And he has his land, but he sold it.
把嫁银拿来放在使徒的脚前
，So that he would brought all the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
今天早间我们要看《使徒行传》第五章
，So here we're gonna read.Acts chapter 5.
这边特别让我们认识到圣灵的行动。
And here we could see the action of the Holy Spirit.
第五章一开始的时候，他在这边讲到一个然而或者但是。
In Acts chapter 5, it starts with the word but.
那跟巴拿巴所做的是一个很大的对比。
So that there is going to be a contradiction between what Barnabas has done.
因为第五章里面讲到说有一个人呢，他的名字叫做亚拿尼亚。
He starts with but a man named Ananias.
他的妻子叫做撒菲拉。
With his wife Sapphira.
他们呢也把田产卖了。
For they also sold a piece of their property.
他们表面上好像也在这个流里面。
So on the surface, it shows that they are also within this flow.
大家都是凡物公用的。
For everyone is selling and sharing what they have.
但是圣经讲到他们把价银私自留下几分。
Then he says, and kept back some of the price off for himself.
他的妻子也知道。
With his wife full knowledge.
他说把其余的几分拿来放在使徒的脚前。
And he's only bringing a portion of them to the apostles' feet.
所以一面在人的面前
So on one hand, before the people,
好像大家都认为说他们也是在同样的一个流的里面
It looks like how they are in the same type of flow.
他跟大家一样是在那个凡物公用的生活当中
And just like everyone among them, they are selling everything to be shared.
但是在私底下
But now internally,
他们却自己留下了几分
Internally, they are keeping back some of their money.
我们来读一下《使徒行传》第五章第三节和第四节。
So now let's read Acts chapter 5:3-4.
彼得说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？”你怎么心里起这意念？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。好，我们看见第一个，他讲到说，为什么撒旦充满了你的心
？So the first thing Peter said is, why has Satan filled your heart?
叫你欺哄圣灵
，to lie to the Holy Spirit。
然后到最后，他在第四节讲到说，你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。
And then at the end of verse number 4, he said, you have not lied to man, but to God.
所以我们看见他欺哄圣灵，也就是欺哄神。
So here we could see that lying to the Holy Spirit is lying to God.
我们认识三而一的神。
For we know the triumphant God.
在旧约一开始的时候，就让我们看见神的灵运行在水面上。
In the beginning of the Old Testament, we see the Spirit fly through the water.
旧约很多地方讲到神的灵。
And in the Old Testament, there's a lot of occasions that it mentions the Spirit.
父子圣灵
For the Father is the Spirit.
只有到新约的时候
And it's only until the New Testament.
我们看见这边讲到神儿子耶稣基督的灵
That we see the Spirit of our Christ.
那他讲到说是得荣耀之耶稣的灵
It says this is the Christ of the glorified God.
使徒行传里面也讲到说是主的灵
And in the books of Acts, it's also talk about the Spirit of God.
同志们，我们读使徒行传，这是圣灵的行传。
So brothers, when we read the book of Acts, this is the action of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要来认识圣灵，它是有位格的。
So we have to know the personality of this Spirit.
它是三而一的神中的一位。
And it is one of the three.
我们说我们只有一位神
So when we say that we will only have one God
就是独一的真神
And he is the one true God
但是这位独一的真神
But this one true God
又有父子又有圣灵
Within it there is the Father, the Son and the Spirit
何等的奇妙
And it is a marvelous thing
当主耶稣基督为我们升天
So now when Jesus Christ has been exalted
为我们得着了荣耀
When he has received the glory
所应许的圣灵能够赐下来
Then his promised Holy Spirit can be sent
今天圣灵跟过去三的灵是不一样的
So today the Holy Spirit of today and the Spirit of God in the New Testament are different
因为主耶稣是在圣灵里面回来
BecauseIt is Jesus Christ who came back through the Holy Spirit.
带着他所有的丰富
And he has brought with him all his fullness.
带着他的所事他的所做
To bring what he is and what he does.
当我们读使徒行传我们觉得有一件非常稀奇的事情
So now when we read the book of Acts, we have to recognize one marvelous thing.
就是这些门徒们他们被圣灵充满了以后他们的表现是那样的不同
Is that once all the apostles, after they're filled with the Spirit, their actions are different.
好像整个人换了一个。
Just like they have now become a new self.
像彼得在没有多久之前他怎么样的否认主。
Just like Peter, before he was filled with the Spirit, he denied Christ.
他怎样的软弱失败。
How he was weak.
众门徒怎么样的逃跑。
And how all the apostles flew and scattered.
你没有办法想象当圣灵来了以后。
Now after the Holy Spirit has come,
他们能够站起来为耶稣基督做见证。
Now all the apostles could rise up and give testimony.
最后十二使徒们，我们看见他们怎么样一个一个起来站在那里。
And how we could see one by one the apostles would rise up and proclaim Christ.
那这些使徒们除了约翰以外，一个一个为主殉道。
And all these apostles, for the exception of John, one by one they die for Christ's name.
我们看见彼得起来，他在那里传讲福音，传讲这样的信息。
So we see how Peter rise up and preach the gospel.
一下子把整个旧约那么清楚的光能够释放出来。
And how now he has shined the light that was from the Old Testament to the people.
里面的那个看见，有时候我们觉得何等的稀奇。
And how internally now they have this vision.
在福音书里面，你看见彼得常常。他常常闯了一些祸。
In the book of Gospels, we see how Peter sometimes do the wrong things.
是，他也得着父的启示，他认识耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And yes, he does receive the vision and know that Christ is the Son of God.
但是我们没有办法想象彼得能够说出这几篇这么伟大的信息。
But now, even at that time, no one could believe that Peter could stand up and give such a great proclamation.
还不只是信息的宝贵，乃是带着圣灵的能力。
But not only the message is precious, but it also comes with the power of Christ.
这么多人，他们听见了就觉得扎心，他们就愿意相信，接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
So that all these people, when they heard, they all choose to believe because of the power of the Spirit.
使徒行传是圣灵的行传。
Because the book of Acts is the action of the Spirit.
是圣灵的水流。
It is the flowing water of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵正在那里运行的时候。
So when the Spirit is floating among us.
我们在这边。看见很多美好的见证
Here we could see a lot of testimony
但是第五章开始我们看见有一对夫妇
So but in the beginning of chapter 5 we see this couple
亚拿尼亚跟他的妻子撒菲拉
Ananias and his wife Sapphira
你说他们所做的好像并没有什么太严重对不对
Maybe we could say that what they have done in book chapter 5 is not so severe
当时可能也不是一个律法的要求叫你把所有的都卖了都拿到使徒的脚前
And at that time there is no law that says that they have to sell everything and give everything
所以彼得告诉他说田地还没有卖 不是你自己的吗？
So that's why Peter said in verse 4, while it remained unsold, did it not remain your own?
价银不是你做主吗？
And after it was sold, what is not under your control?
所以在这边我们看见并没有人在那里强迫他们，你非要这样子做不可。
So here, clearly, we could see that there was no one forcing them to sell the land.
但是那个时候有一个圣灵的流。
But at that time there is this floating of the Spirit.
我们看见有好多的人，像前一章的最后一节讲到巴拿巴，他把怎么样田地卖了，他怎么样拿到使徒的脚前。
And then here we could say at the end of chapter 4 how a lot of people just like Barnabas is selling their land and giving their all to the apostle.
可能在这个圣灵的行动当中，有好多的人被圣灵感动，他们甘心乐意的都是这样做。
And it is because of this floating of the Spirit, a lot of people are willingly give up what they have.
但是我们看见亚拿尼亚和撒非拉。
But here we see Ananias and Sapphira.
他们表面上是做了一件事情。
On the surface, they do like what everyone does.
但是底下呢，他们在那里欺哄圣灵，欺哄神。
But underneath, they're lying to the Spirit. They're lying to God.
我们想说可能并没有别的人知道这件事情。
So here we might think that no one else would know that they're hiding a portion.
他们也没有告诉任何的人。
Because they have not told anyone else.
但是我们知道当圣灵在行动的时候。
But now we know in the floating of the Spirit.
彼得他们里面那样的清楚。
And Peter also knows clearly.
你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？
And here it says,Why are you lying to the Spirit?
你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。
For you have not lied to men, but to God.
我想我们在读这段圣经的时候，
So when we are reading this passage,
我们里面有一个敬畏的心。
Inside of us, we should have this feeling of awe.
我们特别在下面接着看见所发生的事情，怎么这么的严重呢？
Because we see the consequences of this couple is very severe.
他讲到说，亚拿尼亚听见这话就扑倒，断了气。听见的人都甚惧怕。
He said here that after Ananias fell down and breathed his last, the great fear came over all who heard of it.
就这样子就断了气。然后少年人来把他包裹了，抬出去埋葬。
And just like that, Ananias was gone, and the young man has to come in and cover him up.
那过了三个小时，他的妻子进来，还不知道这件事情。
And after the interval of 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened.
我想彼得再给他一个机会。
And Peter at that time gave her one more chance.
因为前面讲到他的妻子也知道这件事情。
Because in verse 3, it says that the wife also knew of this thing.
彼得对他说，我告诉你，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？
And Peter responded to her, tell me whether you sold the land for such and such a price.
他说就是这些。
And she said, yes, that was the price.
彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
Then Peter said to her, why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test?
他说试探你丈夫之人的脚已到了门口，买你丈夫之人的脚已到了门口，他们也要把你抬出去。
And behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well.
妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前，断了气。
And immediately she fell at her feet and breathed her last.
兄姊妹，我们读到这段圣经，有没有觉得很讶异、很震惊？
So brothers and sisters, when you read of this message, are you shocked?
常常我们讲到在新约时代就是一个恩典的时代。
When we talked about the age of the New Testament, we always talked about it is the age of grace.
我们常常讲到神的怜悯，神的爱。
We talked about the mercy of God and the love of God.
讲到完全的赦免。
We talked about the complete forgiveness.
但是我们在这边看见一件事情。
But here we see one thing.
这边是教会刚开始的时候。
And this is at the time at the beginning of our church.
但是那个结果却是这么的严肃。
But you can see that the consequences is very severe.
他第十一节讲到说，全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
In verse 11, it says, And great fear came over the whole church and over all who heard of these things.
这是使徒行传第一次讲到教会。
This is the first time in the book of Acts that talked about the church.
教会是神他从世界上所招出来的一班人。
For the church is the people that God has chosen and gathered.
是被分别出来的一群人。
These are the people that are separated.
我们蒙了恩典，蒙了救赎。
For we are the people that has received grace and mercy.
我们不再做外人客旅，我们成为神家里的人。
For we no longer are sojourner of the world, but we are people in His house.
所以我们在所有的恩典、神的怜悯、神的爱当中，
我们看见有一件事情叫做圣灵的行动。
So when we are in the love and mercy and grace of God, we see of one thing, the action of the Holy Spirit.
神向着我们每一个人是满了恩典、怜悯和慈爱的。
And yes, God is full of grace and love and mercy to all of us.
当我们常常想到在旧约，
Now when we think of the Old Testament,
摩西他怎么样在那里他认识他也宣告我们的神他是蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯的。
And how when Moses knew God and he proclaimed that God is full of mercy and grace and love.
但是当神正在行动的时候，
But now when God is doing his work,
他的行动是非常严肃的。
And his work is serious.
当圣灵正在运行的时候，
And when the Holy Spirit is floating and working,
弟兄姊妹我们里面要有一个敬畏的心。
Brothers and sisters, we have to come with a heart of fear.
这位圣灵就是神。
Because the Holy Spirit is God.
有一个姊妹她告诉教主日学的老师们，
There was a sister and she told the teachers of the Sunday school,
做一个主日学的老师你的责任你怎么来教他们什么是最重要的让孩子们能够得着的。
And she said, as a teacher of the Sunday school, the most important thing as your responsibility is,
那第一个点你要叫他们认识神是可爱的。
The first thing is you have to let your student know that God is love.
第二个你要让他们认识神是可畏的。
And the second one is you have to know that we have to fear God.
当孩子们他们认识这两个方面，
So now when the children know of these two aspects,
在他们一生的里面他们的路才会走得好。
Then in them,They would walk this path.
很多时候我们光教导神是可爱的。
So now if we keep just preaching that God is love,
但是如果是我们没有告诉他们神是可畏的，
But if we do not let them know that we need to also fear God,
他们好像能够在爱中在恩典中他们可以照着自己的行为他们自己的想法他们做自己的事情。
Without knowing the might of God, they might just do whatever they want in the love of God.
他们需要知道神是可畏的。
So they need to know that they need to fear God.
但是若是我们光是教导他们说这位神是可畏的，
But on the other hand, if we only let them know that they have to fear God,
常常人不敢来到神的面前，
Then they will not be coming to God.
今天我们想说，是的，神他是可敬可畏的那一位。
So today we learn that we have to respect God and we also have to have fear for God.
他是何等的奇妙，他又是可亲可爱的那一位。
But marvelously, on the other hand, he is also filled with love.
所以在这边我们认识，当圣灵正在运行的时候。
So here we see that when the Holy Spirit is working,
一面圣灵将基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
On one hand, the Spirit is filling us up with love.
叫我们每一次摸着主。
So that every time when we come to touch God,
每一次被这个神圣的爱所充满。
And every time when we are filled with His love,
哦，我们的经历，我们的认识，好像我们之前从来没有认识过一样。
So then we will have a new experience that we have never had before.
但是当我们里面真实来遇见了主的自己，
So that when we truly meet God,
我们里面有一个敬畏的心，
We also have to have this fear for God.
我想在使徒行传第五章所发生的事情，在教会历史上，可能我还没有看过，好像其他在哪些地方是这样子发生的。
So when I was reading chapter 5 of the book of Acts, this is the only time that I could recall something like this.
但是这一段让我们特别认识圣灵的行动是非常严肃的事情。
But here, we should learn of one thing, is that when the Holy Spirit is working, it is a very serious matter.
今天我们好像看不见了，试探主的灵，怎么这个人就倒下去就断了气了。
Today, maybe we will no longer see when a person put the spirit to test, that guy will not fall down the next minute.
但是很多神的儿女，我们经历过。
But a lot of times, as the children of God, we have experienced.
当圣灵正在运行的时候，
It is when the spirit is working.
我们的里面却是在那里欺哄圣灵，欺哄主。
And in the inside of us, maybe at that moment, we are still lying to the spirit, or lying to God.
别的人都不知道。
Maybe no one around you would know.
但是我们里面一下子遇见了一个属灵的死亡。
But then inside of you, you have this spiritual death.
圣灵在我们里面，他洞察一切的我们的深处的感觉。
Because the Holy Spirit knows any of your deepest feeling in you.
有时候一下子里面， 那个与主的交通好像失去了。
Maybe all of a sudden, when you decide to lie, you will lose your relationship with God.
一下子里面好像遇见了一个属灵的死亡。
And all of a sudden, you have this spiritual death.
哦，当圣灵正在运行的时候。
And it is when the Spirit is working in you.
有时候我们里面的一个不顺服。
Anytime when you don't want to obey.
一个轻忽。
Anytime.
弟兄姊妹，有的人讲说，好像一下子那个感觉像什么，吃了一个死苍蝇一样。
Just like it is the feeling that you have just ate a fly.
你会里面觉得说不出来的不舒服，那个死亡叫你整个人好像那么的不再自在。
It is just like at a moment you feel death inside of you.
叫我们回到主的面前。
But now let's repent and come back to God.
叫我们知道今天圣灵正在运行。
So that we will always remember that the Spirit is working in us.
求主给我们一个敬畏的心。
We would ask God for this fear.
我们面对圣灵的行动，我们不是轻轻忽忽的。
So that we are no longer just being a casual in this work of the Spirit.
我们要有一个敬畏的心。
But we have to come prepared with a heart of fear.
不管我们自己天然的想法，我们觉得我们够得上够不上。
It does not matter if it's only your natural feeling.
但是我们一路上，我们看见在使徒行传，圣灵一直的往前。
But here in the book of Acts, you could see that it is always the Spirit that is leading forward.
有很多的时候，我们读到好像众人的感觉跟圣灵的要求和行动常常不一定是完全一样的。
So a lot of times we see people doing things that might not align with what the Spirit tells them.
当保罗最后要到耶路撒冷去。
Now when Paul at the end has to go to Jerusalem,
他知道有捆锁在那里等着他。
He knows that it is bounding and constrained that is waiting for him.
圣灵在各处都来指证这样的事情要发生的。
And the Spirit is telling him that what's going to happen.
有很多的圣徒遇见保罗。
And a lot of saints when they met Paul.
他们里面被圣灵感动。
And they at that time were filled with the Spirit.
他们知道保罗这一次到耶路撒冷去。
And they know that when Paul has arrived to Jerusalem,
他的命运是要被捆绑的。
His fate is to be bounded.
他最后要被带到罗马去，最后要殉道的。
And at the end, he was going to be led to Rome and be executed.
他们在那里劝他，保罗啊，你不要去。
So at that time, all the saints are pursuing that Paul don't go to Jerusalem.
先知亚加布他也看见了。
And even a prophet knew of this.
他把保罗的袋子拿来把自己绑起来，他说这袋子的主人也要这样被捆绑。他把保罗的那个袋子哈，
so the string that is going to constrain Paul，
他把他自己绑起来。
He tied himself up。
他讲到说这个袋子的主人
，He said the owner of this string
也要这样的被捆绑。
Is going to be tied as this as well。
但是弟兄姊妹，是的，好像这些印证知道说一定会发生的。
So brothers and sisters, what the Spirit is saying is that it knows what's going to happen.
保罗自己也非常的清楚。
And Paul knew what was going to happen to him.
但是当圣灵在行动的时候
，But now when the Spirit is working,
保罗说他不以性命为念。
And Paul said, I do not care about my own life.
他并不看为宝贵。
And I do not care about my own life.
虽然有这么多人在爱的里面劝保罗，保罗啊，你不要去啊。
And even though everyone among Paul is telling him, don't go, don't go.
但是当保罗讲说我不以性命为念。
But when Paul said that I do not care about my own life.
众人在哪里就顺服下来。
Then everyone at that moment realized and they sat down.
我们看见在圣灵行动当中是非常严肃的一件事情。
So now we see that when the Holy Spirit is working, it is a very serious matter.
有些事是大的事情。
And sometimes it's making big changes.
关乎整个神的心意。
And it's doing things that's concerning God's will.
关乎教会的行动。
And it's concerning the movement of a church.
我们需要一同来认识，来寻求。
So now we have to gather together and learn together.
但是在我们很多的小事上面
But now, on the other hand, the Spirit is also working in a lot of small things.
开始叫我们里面认识圣灵在我们当中是如何行动、如何运行的。
We have to start and recognize the work that the Spirit is doing around us.
其实从我们刚得救不久
，And yes, when we are first saved,
我们也被教导
，We are taught.
你有没有注意到在聚会里面他讲说有一个圣灵的流正在这里运行
So sometimes do you recognize that there is this floating of the spirit among us in a meeting
有的时候你在波饼聚会里面哇那个圣灵在里面感动感动啊
And sometimes it is through the breaking of the bread that you can feel the spirit floating
有时候那个感动你要祷告的你在那里把它哎呀我不好意思我还没预备好你讲各样的理由你把它压制下来
And sometimes when you are there and you have this feeling that you want to pray but then you are trying to hold it down so that you don't pray it out loud
一下子神圣灵的水流它越过你它到另外一个人身上找到了一个出口在哪里发表出来
Now it is the time when you deny and don't want to pray then the floating of the spirit will go to another one and that other person will start praying
有的时候我们坐在弟兄姊妹的旁边
A lot of times when I sat next to your brother or sister,
我记得在年轻的时候
I remember when I was young,
常常弟兄年长一点的
and the older brother,
带领我们的
the brother who is leading us,
常常他觉得时候到了他会推你一把
and a lot of times when he was sitting next to you and he knows the time has come, he will give me a push.
他讲说你的里面的水都像烧开了你还不祷告啊
and he says the spirit that is inside of you, the water is boiling, why don't you let it come out?
就是我们从很小的事情上我们开始认识开始学习圣灵它是怎么样运行怎么样工作
So brothers and sisters We have to start with smaller things To recognize the work of the spirit in us
慢慢在教会的事情上我们一同学习我们一同来跟随圣灵的行动
So that slowly together in the church We can follow the work of the spirit And do one thing
圣灵的行动不是停在使徒行传
Because the work of the Spirit does not stop at the book of Acts.
圣灵的水流到今天是一直在运行，一直在往前的。
For the floating of the Holy Spirit is still going on today.
我们要认识，在这个行动的里面，一面来讲它是非常严肃的。
So today, let's learn about the action of the Spirit so that we could follow.
但是另外一面来讲，我们都在这个流的当中。
And on the other hand, we are all already in this flow.
当你顺服在圣灵的感动的里面。
It is whenever you are willing to obey the floating of the Spirit.
让主在我们身上有完全的主权。
When you truly give in your sovereignty to God.
其实我们是在那个享受，在那个丰富的里面。
Then you will get to enjoy the fullness of the Spirit.
我们感谢主。
So we thank you to the Lord.
我们继续看见在27-29节，请我们一起来读一下。
Now let's read Acts chapter 5:27-29.
带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前，大祭司问他们说：“我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。”彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”好，在这边我们看见他们在耶路撒冷，在那里传福音。
And here we see the apostles preaching the gospel in Jerusalem.
但在这边他们遇到了许许多多的拦阻和反对。
And it is there where they see a lot of difficulties.
在公会的面前，大祭司告诉他们：“我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉。”这名教训人吗
So before the council, the high priest told them, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in his name. Yet you are filling Jerusalem with your teaching."
我们看见彼得和众使徒是怎么回答的
So here we see what Peter and the apostle answered.
他说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”
They said, "We must obey God rather than man."
好，我们再读30-32节。
Let's continue with 30-32.
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣我们途中的神已经叫他复活神且用右手将他高举叫他做君王做救主将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人我们为这事做见证神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证当这些使徒们他们起来为主做见证
Now when the apostles stand up and give testimony
这边讲说神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证
And he says here that and we are witness of this thing and so is the Holy Spirit
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的
And the Holy Spirit is given to those who obeyed him
所以当他们讲说顺从神不顺从人是应当的
so here when Peter and the apostle says we must obey God rather than man
也许弟兄姊妹也会问说，在罗马书十三章第一节不是讲到说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
Maybe brother and sister would say in Romans chapter 13:1 it says that we must obey the one who are given authority.
那边很清楚的告诉我们，没有权柄不是出于神的。
And then there it says that all authority comes from God.
那为什么在这边他讲说顺从神不顺从人是应当的？
Then here, then why would Peter say we must obey God rather than man?
我们看见这些使徒们，
And here we could see the apostles.
他们的生命，他们的灵是一个顺服的生命，顺服的灵。
For they live an obedient life and they have an obeying spirit.
但是呢，当这些大祭司们，当这些地上的人要求他们和神的心意是不一样的时候，
but now,
他们是顺从神的。
But now, even when a man of authority, the high priest, demand them to do something that departs from God's will, then they say we must obey God.
顺服是说到他们的生命，他们的灵。
For to be disciplined and obeying is for their life and spirit.
他们的灵是顺服的。
For they have an obedient spirit.
像主耶稣基督，他顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Just like how Jesus is obeying God's will, how he went onto the cross and died.
但是主耶稣也不顺从世界上从撒旦来的要求。
And just like how our Lord Jesus would not obey to the people that worked for Satan.
顺从神是绝对的。
To obey God is absolute.
但是顺服是我们的灵。
But we, more importantly, our spirit also has to be obedient.
所以我们看见当他们要顺从神的时候，
So now when they are willing to obey God,
他们向着这些官长，他们的灵仍然是顺服的。
And even though they are fighting these high priests, they still have an obedient spirit.
他们为主在那里做见证。
And because they're giving the witness of a God,
他们也预备好了要付上代价的。
And they at that time are fully prepared to do all the consequences.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来认识，当圣灵在这里要赐给顺从之人。
So here it says clearly that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God.
那这些神的儿女们，他们顺从神。
Now the children of God, when they choose to obey God,
他们为主来做见证。
And when they are witness of God,
那他们的心，他们的灵，真的是服在这些人怎么样来刑罚他们。
So the soul and spirit really didn't care what these people are going to do to them.
到这些公会的人把他们鞭打了。
So now when these priests and people of the council are punishing them,
把他们赶出去。
And when they reject them out of the congregation,
我们读的时候，我们说他们心里却是欢喜的。
But here it says that even though they are full, they're with punishment, they are still filled with joy.
讲到说因被算是配为这名受辱。
Because they are now considered worthy to suffer shame for his name.
因为他们里面有一个那么绝对愿意顺从神。
Because it is this completely obedient spirit that is in them.
因为他们向着人，他们里面是那么绝对愿意顺服在上掌权的。
Because they are absolutely obedient to the spirit.
人用一个最不合理的待遇对待他们。
So even though the people are treating them very badly,
他们里面欢喜快乐。
But inside of them, they're full of joy.
他们算是配为主的名受羞辱。
Because now they're.Consider worthy to suffer shame.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们有没有认识到这两方面？
So brother and sister, I hope you can see these two things.
好像圣经告诉我们说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
Just like in the Bible, it says how the wife is supposed to obey the husband.
那是讲到我们的生命，我们的灵是一个顺服的生命。
And in there, it talks about how our spirit is meant to be obedient.
还好，圣经没有告诉我们说妻子要听从丈夫。
It's a good thing that it does not say that the wife has to listen to the husband.
那样的话，那就非常的为难了。
Because that would be rather difficult.
所以我们认识到今天，我们在这个世界上，我们为主做见证。
So here we see that as the witness of God.
我们听从神，这是绝对的。
We absolutely have to have an obedient spirit.
在我们里面得着一个顺服的心，也是一个绝对的，是从主来的。
And then on the other hand, it is also absolute that we will receive this obedience from God.
而我们认识到这个顺服主，这个顺从圣灵的带领，
So that now we learn to obey God, then we can be given this obedient spirit. So that each one of the children of God, we could become His testimony. Now when we give our testimony,
圣经说, 神赐给顺从之人的圣灵,
and then he says, as we are becoming the witness of these things, so will the Holy Spirit.
这边告诉我们,
he says, what type of witness do we have to give?
他叫几个方面,
and there's a couple of things we have to learn. He said, first, God has given a resurrection to Christ.
我们做什么见证?
So what type of testimony do we have to give? We are witness of the resurrection of Christ.
主耶稣复活了没有?
Now has Christ been resurrected yet?
复活了。
Yes, he has.
今天你怎么告诉人家耶稣基督复活了?
So today, how do we tell other people that God has now been resurrected?
很多说我们传福音, 朋友告诉我们说, 你把耶稣拿出来给我看,
now, when we preach the gospel, sometimes the people would say, now bring up your Lord Jesus and I would believe.
我们告诉他, 主耶稣,
so when we say, God has now been resurrected, and today he lives in us,
他是那位又真又活的神,
and he is the true God.
Oh, 他怎么样与我交谈,
and how this true and living God have a fellowship with me.
生命载路,
and how he walked every narrow path with me. Now when we are the witness of God, the Holy Spirit is also being the witness. Now when we become a witness of his resurrection,
这边讲到第二个点说,
he says here also that God has exalted his right hand,
叫他做君王,
so that he can be the prince and the savior.
主耶稣不但复活,
not only God has been raised up,
神用右手将他高举,
yet God has also exalted him with his right hand.
他已经登上了宝座,
and now that Jesus is on the throne,
他已经得着了荣耀,
and he is glorious,
他已经得着了一切的权柄,
and how he has now received all the sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹,我们能不能够见证我们的主,
so brothers and sisters, can we give a testimony that God is on high,
他已经胜过了罪死魔,
and how he is now the victor of death,
他胜过仇敌一切的权势,
and he is the victor of our enemy.
今天我们在基督里面能够夸胜,
and today it is in Christ that we could claim to be a victor as well.
我们不用惧怕仇敌所有凶猛的威胁,
and we no longer are in fear of our enemy.
哦,我们为耶稣基督做见证,
and now we can be the testimony of Christ.
我们的主他得胜了,
that our God is the victor.
他登上了宝座,
and he has now exalted onto the throne.
早间我们在唱诗歌, 在那里敬拜, 的确主的爱充满我们,
and this morning when we were singing and worshipping, we were filled with this love.
主的荣耀也充满在我们的里面,
and also filled with his glory.
他今天是带着荣耀的冠冕,
for today he is wearing this crown of glory.
他已经登上了荣耀的宝座,
and he is now on the throne.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the testimony that God wants us to give.
我们的见证不是讲到说我们蒙恩得救了,
so our testimony should not stop on how we are just saved.
我们见证我们的主复活了,
but we have to give testimony that God has now been resurrected,
他在我们里面是又真又活的,
and how he is true and living in us.
我们的主他已经登上宝座了,
and how God is now exalted on high,
他是那位得胜的君王,
and how he is the victor.
所以我们的生活不是常常垂头下气的,
so when we live a life, we should not just keep on bowing down our head and be sorrowful.
圣经叫我们昂首挺胸,
because God asks us to lift our head up high.
我们不是怕仇敌所有的攻击,
because we are no longer in fear of the attack of the enemy.
我们不是活在恐惧的里面, 哎, 不晓得明天又有什么事情要发生,
and we no longer live in fear of what tomorrow may come. But now we live in the ring of hallelujah. And because we know that our God is the victor. He says here that God has given us the Spirit, given to those who obey Him.
今天我们每一个生的儿女,
so today when you choose to believe, you have now been given the Spirit.
但是我们的主, 我们的神, 多多的赐给我们,
but more than that, God also wants to give us His fullness of life.
我们的主是在圣灵里面回来,
Because God has now come back into our life.
满有他的生命,
and He brought back His fullness.
满有他的所作,
His everything.
他的得胜,
His victory.
今天在圣灵里面赐给我们,
Today, all these things come with Him to us.
叫我们能够与主有份,
so that we could be a partaker of Him.
今天圣灵赐给我们,
Today, with the Spirit, is the assurance of Him.
是那个保证,
it is the assurance, it is this piece of paper.
今天在我们里面的,
Today He is in us.
虽然有的时候我们觉得好像显不出那个能力来,
even though sometimes we still felt powerless.
但是我们要知道, 这位得胜的君王今天就住在我们的里面,
but we have to know for a fact that this victor, this king, is already in our heart.
今天住所有的丰富, 一切的荣耀,
and with Him, He brought forth all His fullness.
今天我们有一个使命, 有一个责任,
so that today we have this commission.
当圣灵正在运行, 在工作的时候,
is that when the Spirit is working in you, that we are willing to obey the work of the Spirit.
当圣灵的流正在运行,
and when the folding of the Spirit is on you,
其实我们就是顺服,
then we have to be obedient.
好让主的旨意能够通行在我们的里面,
just like how this flow can now flow through us.
我们不愿意站在一个抵挡或者欺哄圣灵的位置上,
and we no longer want to be in a position where we lie to the Spirit.
求主给我们一个敬畏的心,
so we ask that God will give us this heart of fear.
让我们有一个绝对的心, 我们顺从神, 不顺从人,
so that we will no longer be obedient to ourselves or people, but to God.
当圣灵从我们身上能够流过去,
and now when the Spirit can flow through us,
兄姊妹,那么的自然, 我们得着生命, 我们得着力量, 我们得着产业,
then brother and sisters, if you let the Spirit flow through you, then naturally you will receive His life and all of His.
然后,这些日子,
so brother and sisters, we are not only reading the book of Acts,
我们一同来经历圣灵的工作,
but we should experience the work of the Holy Spirit.
一同来经历圣灵的水流,
so together we should experience this floating of the living water.
我们相信神,
and we have faith in God that He will give His blessing to His church.
为主做见证,以及我们也会遇到许多的艰难。
Now, we know that when we give testimony, sometimes we face difficulties.
在家人中间,为主做见证,也有艰难。
And within our family members, we face difficulties.
在你同学当中,为主做见证,也会有艰难。
When you are a witness among your classmates and co-workers, you will face difficulty.
在你工作的场所,为主做见证,也有遇到难处。
And in your work requirement, when you try to stand up, you will face difficulties.
让我们求主给我们一个绝对的心智。
But we ask God to give us this absolute mindset.
好多弟兄姊妹,他们为主做见证。
And a lot of brothers and sisters, when they give testimony,
我们都经历到圣灵也同作见证,
it is at that time we will feel that it is the Holy Spirit who is also being the witness.
我们家老二在读高中的时候,
now when my second daughter was in high school,
有一阵子, 她有好些的好朋友,
it is at that time that she had a lot of great fans, friends.
他们每一天中午吃饭都要坐在一起的,
and then during lunchtime they would always gather and eat together.
这些朋友们, 也都是蛮好的学生,
and those friends are pretty good students.
但是到了有一个时候, 他们这些好朋友, 好同学, 他们都想去尝试一些其他的事情。
Now it is at one time a lot of the friends, they want to experience these things.
他们想尝试吸吸那个什么大麻之类的东西。
And then they wanted to try smoking weed.
你没有办法想象, 就在这些高中生的当中, 看起来都是蛮好的学生的。
Now maybe on the outside you see them, they are good students.
但是我们家老二, 感谢主, 那一次, 他里面真的是觉得说, 他需要为主站住。
So praise the God, our second daughter, at that time she knew that she has to stand up for the testimony of God.
告诉她的朋友们说, 你们不应该去试这些东西。
So she said to her friends that you should not try these things.
但是当我们看见他不晓得为什么好像非常的伤心非常的在重担的里面后来才知道他这些好朋友一夕之间全部跟他断绝来往。
Now at that time she became very sorrowful, and later on we find out that it is at that time that her friends has decided to cut off from her.
所以有一段时间我们常常看见我们家的老二，他是非常的，好像心情很沉重的。
So there was a period of time that my second daughter would always look sorrowful.
她说在学校里面中午吃饭，变成她一个人坐在那里，没有别的朋友来理她。
Because no longer she will have friends to have lunch with, now she has her lunch by her own.
兄姊妹，我们没想到在一个孩子的身上。 要为主做见证，他也要付出代价来的。
So brothers and sisters, even from a little child, we could see that being a witness of God could come with consequences.
但是感谢主，过了一阵子。
But praise the Lord, after a little while,
他的这些朋友们一个一个回头过来。
All of her friends would slowly come back to her one by one.
甚至到最后告诉他。
And at the end, they would tell her.
罗森娜，他说你千万。 不可以去尝试这些东西。
And told her, Rosanna, I tell you this, you will never try this.
我们要知道有一个人他是能够站得住的。
Because we know that there is one person among us that is strong enough to stand.
主要我们做他的见证人。
And God wants us to be His witness.
见证不只是在我们言语上面。
To be a witness is not simply by words.
在我们这个人，我们是主的见证人。
Because as a person, we are a person of witness.
这个见证人是需要圣灵在我们身上能够掌权的。
And as a witness, we have to give a sovereignty to the Spirit.
在我们的里面，我们的心，我们的全人，愿意顺从神，不顺从人。
So that now, as a person, as our all, we are now obeying God, not man.
为主做见证,
so we can be this witness of God.
圣灵也同做见证,
because the Holy Spirit is also being the witness for you.
使徒们他们受到许多的逼迫,
now at that time the apostles are being persecuted.
他们心里却是欢喜的,
but inside of them they're joyous.
他们算配为这名受羞辱,
because now they can be considered worthy to suffer the shame.
我们愿主他亲自来激励我们,
so we ask God to encourage us.
我们再来唱这首诗歌 258首
So let's sing song 258
你被父神右手高举
Exalted by thy father's hand